Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold that in the Middle East a sedition that would threaten Muslims' lives and possessions would appear. Both the blood and possessions of Muslims will be considered lawful as loot. It will shake the world like the waves in the sea. No one will find any refuge. This sedition will arise from Sham and spread all over Iraq. If they stop the problem in one region, it will appear from another place. Both the blood and possessions of Muslims will be considered lawful as loot. Today in Syria and Iraq, ISIS murders Muslims of various Islamic schools and seizes their possessions. These incidents show that what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold 1,400 years ago has come to pass exactly as he foretold. ISIS carries out its activities in Syria and Iraq and massacres innocent people in the region because they are not Sunnis and ruthlessly seizes their possessions and houses. God makes it unlawful to kill or seize people's possessions. It will shake the world like the waves in the sea. No one will find any refuge. In our day, the people of Syria and Iraq are experiencing this fear expressed in the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Due to the terror spread by ISIS, these people are forced to leave their homes and even their homelands. This sedition will arise from Sham and spread all over Iraq. This sedition will arise from shame. In his hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of a serious sedition that would start in Syria in the end times and spread all the way to Iraq. And spread all over Iraq. The threat of ISIS in Iraq grows every other day. While the militants of ISIS proceeded towards Baghdad in the south, the Iraqi army tries to resist with new volunteers it recruits. Due to ISIS attacks, hundreds of thousands of people flee to safe zones. The UN is concerned about the escalation of this humanitarian crisis. In his hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of a serious sedition that would start in Syria in the end times and spread all the way to Iraq. Today, ISIS is spreading terror in Syria and Iraq with practices that have no place in Islam. Iraq has been divided into three parts, and a great part of her lands has been seized by ISIS. No one will be able to find the strength to put a brake on this sedition. If they stop the problem in one region, it will appear from another place. ISIS' bloody progression into Iraq takes place before the eyes of the world. The countries of the world cannot stop this progression. The organization takes every city it enters under its control in the political and economic sense. Today, the world watches these incidents foretold by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,400 years ago. However, a great majority of the Islamic scholars try to put Muslims to sleep with the lie that the portents of the end times have not come into existence yet. They distract the attention of Muslims, saying that there is allegedly hundreds of years until the appearance of Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, that Muslims can live at ease and they can worship wherever they wish, that they have a respectful place in the society. Now we ask the following to the Islamic scholars who come up with these allegations. That all these incidents our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold to be occurring at the time of Hazrat Mahdi alaihi salam are occurring right now before your eyes does not impress you? In order to say these facts are the portents of the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alaihi salam, how many more innocent people's blood must be shed?